Hey, what's up? This is Just Plain Nonsense.
I'm Michael A. Ward Jr.
And I'm Rob.
And this is an episode about gross stuff. Ew. I figured it'd be kind of an easy conversation to flow through to talk about some stuff that's disgusting.
Like some stuff that we find gross and disgusting.
So let's do a little freestyle about stuff that we know is disgusting.
There's all kinds of things.
Stuff that's icky.
Like gross looking toenails.
Yeah, I actually do hate that. Like when you have... like girls wearing sandals. Girls especially, because I'm a guy, I guess. I don't know.
Right, yeah, because you're like, not going to be looking at dudes' feet.
Yeah. I feel like they should be gross. They were walking barefoot through the woods, killing deer.
Dudes' feet need to be gross?
No. But, you know, I feel like it's worse with girls, though, because it's like, they wear these cute sandals or whatever in their outfit, and all of a sudden they got all this nasty stuff on their feet.
Gangly toenails?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's like, gross.
Take care of your toes, girl. Toe maintenance.
There needs to be like a little, well, I was going to say there needs to be a shop for that, but there is. It's pedicures. It shows how much I go there.
Dude, have you ever had a pedicure?
I have not.
All right.
You're going to give me one right now?
No.
Dude, get off my feet. You weirdo.
No, I want to.
You creep. Get away. Stop touching me.
No, I have, my wife talked me into it. At first I was like, I'm not doing that. No.
Right.
And then one day we were in there and I was like, you know what? Fine. And I loved it. It was amazing. They had this little tiny Vietnamese woman.
Vietnamese? Yeah.
I can't talk right now, dude.
You're good.
Anyway, like scrubbing my feet.
Right. Like the skin, like getting the calluses off.
Yeah,
stuff.
And it felt so good. And when I got done, my feet felt like I was walking around on pillows.
Like on your feet or like touching your feet with your hands?
No, when I was walking on them, I felt like there was...
Like I had pillows under your feet?
I had feet pillows.
Oh, wow.
Pillow feet. Yeah.
Yeah, that's definitely not gross.
No, it was cool, man. I liked it. I did it a few more times after that. And I guarantee you sometime in my life, I'm going to get another one. Possibly several more.
I'll probably have to go try it out sometime.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, just, if you go with a woman, you know, it feels weird.
Right. Right. Yeah. You just show up by yourself. Yeah.
I'm like, roll up with the boys. Like, hey.
Hey, we want pedicures.
Hurry before this game starts.
That's awesome.
So anyway, stuff that's gross.
Oh, man. See, whenever you told me you wanted to talk about this, I was like, ugh.
What's that phobia that we were talking about a while back?
Oh, with all the, like, the holes and stuff?
The holes inside of holes. Makes you itchy? Oh, I'm itching right now thinking of those images.
That's called trypophobia.
Yeah. Guys, when you get a chance, if you don't know what this is.
Don't do it. Don't do it.
Probably like half the population is affected by it. They're perhaps like, this does nothing to me. My wife is incredibly freaked out by these plants. Like, whenever we're like having a little bit of a disagreement that day, to get back at her, I'll send her a screenshot of it through her phone and she'll open it and just lose it.
Yeah, you sent one to me the other day.
Yeah. I know.
And it doesn't necessarily have to be a plant, though, either. Like, people put them like on their skin and stuff.
Yeah, it makes me itch just thinking about it. And like, to burn you with it or to burn my wife with it, I have to go through the torture of pulling up the images and.
And doing it yourself.
Yeah, worth it, though.
It's worth it.
One time, actually, my wife was with my sister and some other people, and my sister-in-law and some other people at McDonald's sitting in there, and I texted my sister, and I said, hey, show this to Sydney. She didn't know what it was about. She's like, hey, I don't know why, but Michael told me to show this to you. So she did, and she said that Sydney screamed and jumped in the air, and she was so mad, and she's like, Michael! Yeah, so look it up, that trypophobia.
Trypophobia.
Yeah.
So did it not bother your sister at all?
I don't think it does, no.
Man.
Just some people, they're like, they don't get it. And some people, they look at the images, especially that lotus plant, and they just, like me, I just itch uncontrollably. Right. As a matter of fact, we should change this conversation immediately.
Now. Post-haste.
Yeah.
Well, it kind of bothers me a little bit. Like, looking at the plant, it's like... It's a little uncomfortable. It's not like really bad.
I'm itching so bad. Stop it.
And then what bothers me is seeing it on skin.
When they Photoshop it on the skin.
And I've seen people Photoshop it. And then I saw somebody do like makeup. They put like latex on their hand and like put little holes in it.
Okay. For the sake of my mental health and anybody that's listening to this that knows what this is, let's cut this short. Cause I'm like losing it right now. I'm itching so much.
You are legit scratching like your whole entire body. You can't sit still.
It's rough, man. I've been reading a lot about bacteria lately.
Okay.
Did you know
bacteria are gross to you?
Well, just the fact of how gross it makes humans.
But even if they're good bacteria, you still think they're gross?
Well, okay. It's funny you say that, because you remember, I think it was on another podcast I brought this up. I don't know if we edited or put it out or not, but I was talking about the average female vagina has more bacteria than the average public toilet seat.
Okay. I think it's funny, though, that you had
but
to
they
say,
have good bacteria to help counteract the bad bacteria to keep a balance. Is why they have to focus on their pH balance right, and right. whatnot. But did you know that 10 times more of your body makeup is bacteria than your actual human cells?
You want to reword that?
What'd I say?
10 times more of your body makeup is bad bacteria.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Or how about there's 10 times more bad bacteria in
sure.
your body?
Sure. Yeah, my brain puts things out weird, yeah. weirdly. Yeah, and I just think that's disgusting that like most of your body is just bacteria.
That's gross.
So then you think about someone who just doesn't bathe. It's got to be like
twice that.
Gazillion times more.
That's an actual number. I looked it up.
Yeah.
Gazillion.
Yeah. Did you know that actually when you smell something disgusting like a fart, that if you're
I know where this is going.
Yeah. That if you actually are smelling it, then the stinky, quote unquote, stinky molecules are literally inside of your nose. So,
yeah.
So you're actually, their poop particles are actually in your body now because you're smelling it. That should make you more infuriated when someone just walks by and goes.
When they crop dust you?
Yeah. My bad, man.
You know, I've actually thought about that before, because anything you smell is made up of like little particles.
Right.
And they end up inside your body. And those particles were at some point inside that person's butthole. And now they're in your mouth and your nose.
Yeah, well, that brings me to like cell phones, right?
Right. Oh,
cell phones. I was reading this. I believe it was can have up to 10 times more bacteria than a public toilet seat. So It's even more than the female genitalia.
But why? Why does the phone have more?
I think how often do you take a bleach wipe and wipe down your phone?
Right.
So most people just constantly wash their hands or whatever, but their phones didn't touch all this stuff. And then, I mean, who doesn't bring their cell phone to the bathroom when they're taking a doo-doo?
That's true.
I know,
like,
I do.
Like if you forget it, you know, you got to like read the shampoo bottle or the.
Most of what I decide I'm going to use in a podcast, I figure out why I'm on the toilet. It's my think tank.
Literally.
Literally. Yes, indeed.
But don't. Speaking of toilets.
It's made me not think so badly of toilet seats. You know, it's like, man, all this other stuff that we basically use all the time in touch are just like right. straight up.
Well, the Mythbusters did a test on that. They tested the cleanliness of toilet seats, and they actually weren't too bad. Because the bacteria and stuff can't stay alive on it. There's nothing there for it to stay alive on.
Because I figured like a public one versus a private bathroom where there's only a few people. I don't know. Like I still put like 4 or 5 layers of toilet paper down when I sit in a public on a public toilet seat.
Right. I'm the guy that just goes in there and just like sits down.
Plops down and just, ugh.
Yep, just release the demons and then clean it all up and take off.
And just take everyone's butt germs with you.
Yep. Yep. I'm still alive and I'm probably more healthy for it.
You probably do have a stronger tolerance.
I do.
Due to your bare butt experience on those toilets. I can't do it, man. I can't.
It's hard sometimes. Like if you go into like a public bathroom, like in a college, a community college, they are absolutely disgusting. There's like pee everywhere and
yeah.
It's like all over the seat and you're just like, nah, I don't have to go that bad.
Yeah. Especially if you go to a place that has a bar in it, like a bowling alley. And those drunk people are using it right. and peeing everywhere. And then you go look at the seat and you're like, oh man, I got to go. I just ate some nasty chili.
I have a real funny story about
chili fries or chili dogs or whatever, you know, they serve at bowling alleys. And you go in there like, oh, I'm going to make it. And you look at the seat and there's pee all over and you're like, no.
I have a story about that.
Hang on, butt tea. Sorry. Go ahead. That was dumb. Go ahead. Sorry.
Well, I mean, that's your MO, just saying dumb stuff. I actually have a funny story. I talking about getting to the bathroom and like deciding whether you have to go bad enough to clean it off or not. So I was in the middle of one of my classes. It was a history of art class. And I'm sitting there and I'm like, class is about half over. And then all of a sudden I'm like, oh crap, I have to go. And I'm like, I can make it. I can hold it. So I sit there and like by the end of class, I'm like, I'd forgotten about it. Because, you know, you hold it for a little while, you don't feel it. So after class is over, I stood up and then all of a sudden it was just like all down to the bottom. And I'm like, oh, I'm about to go.
Wait, did you have a famous Mike Ward Sharp moment?
No.
Oh,
no. Well, That was a sound that my stomach made. It's just like,
bloop. Oh, for the way you described it, I thought you were going to go into my league of
not yet. I haven't hit that part yet.
Experience charters.
But I'm standing there in the middle of class, right? And I'm in the back corner, so I have to walk all the way across the classroom to get out. So I'm standing there, and I can't move, or else I'm going to poop my pants. So I pull out my phone and pretend like I'm on my phone for about 3 minutes until I get situated to where I can actually start walking. And I still have to go so bad that I have to waddle to the bathroom because I can't let the muscle contraction up. I have to go that bad. So I get into the bathroom. I have to walk down the hallway and get in the bathroom. I waddle down the hallway with like hundreds of people walking past me. And I get to the bathroom and I walk in the stall and it's just covered in pee.
Oh, I hate that so much.
And I'm like, there's only one like toilet in there. The other one is a toilet and one urinal. So I have to clean it. Like I have to go to the bathroom. So I have to wipe it off and then just hope that I don't die.
See, I don't get people. People are disgusting because there's never a trace left behind that I ever use the bathroom anywhere. How do people find it so difficult not to just pee all over everything?
Well, I think it's more of like the fact that they don't have to clean it.
So they don't care.
Yeah, there's just.
I think that still makes them disgusting.
Yeah, I agree.
Because, you know, it's just we live in a society. You know, people got to work together here. You can't be just peeing all over whatever you want.
Well, good luck with that. Good luck getting everybody to work together and care about other people.
Yeah.
Okay, so I have another story.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, another story about that. My friend Michael, not you.
Oh,
it's a different Michael.
I'm glad I'm not involved in one of your poop stories.
This is his poop story.
Oh,
it's a little short story. He was just telling me one time, and it just cracked me up because the way he would tell his stories, he was very animated. So he was telling me that he had to go to the bathroom one time so bad, but he would always put the toilet paper down whenever he would go, even if it was a clean toilet seat. So he said he was in there. He went in the bathroom, and he had to go so bad that he's dancing back and forth, like jumping from one leg to the other while he's trying to peel pieces of toilet paper off to put around the edges so he could sit down.
Wait, so you were in there with him?
No, he just told me the story.
Oh, I was going to say, yeah, I felt bad for him. I was sitting there watching. I wanted to help.
But. Yeah, I was sitting there in there with him, and I'm like, come on, buddy, you can do this. I'm cheering him on. All right, so now I have another story. This is a poop story. I think I may have told this once before, but you're going to hear it again. So I used to work at this convenience store and gas station, and we had all of a sudden this bus pulled in, and it's a bunch of people get off the bus and they start walking
interesting
around, right? It's a poop story. So they get off the bus and they start walking around the store, and they're in there for maybe 30, 45 minutes. Once they leave, the bus is sitting outside, but it still sits out there for a little while. They haven't left yet. So there's a guy who comes up to the front and he's like, hey, I need you guys need to go look at your bathroom. And one of the other coworkers there, he was like, all right, yeah, cool. I'll take a look at it. And the guy grabs his shoulder and turns him around. He's like, you don't understand. You need to go look at this bathroom right now. And he's like, oh, okay. So he grabs the spray bottle and a towel, just like we normally do when we go to the bathroom. And he's the guy's like, you're going to need more than that. So they go back into the bathroom. And as soon as they open the door, it smells terrible. Now, I'm hearing this secondhand. So I wasn't actually in this story. I just heard about it. So they said they open the door and there's standing water in the bathroom from the back of the bathroom all the way up to the door. And there's people in there still using the bathroom with this standing water.
Hmm.
My coworker says he walks in and he looks and he sees there's a turd floating by one of the guy's feet while he's standing there peeing. And there's a drain in the middle of the floor. Obviously it was clogged. So, this coworker of mine, he walks through the bathroom and he looks into the stall. There's one stall and two urinals. He opens the door and it is like the worst thing he has ever seen. So here's what happened. I'm going to explain it to you. Apparently what happened was this person that went to the bathroom, the bus was, a bunch of mentally challenged people that this group takes around and they take them out and do stuff with them.
Right.
So in the bathroom, one of these guys went into the bathroom and he pulled all the toilet paper off. It was one of those industrial rolls that was like,
oh, yeah,
huge. It was like bigger than a basketball, just full of toilet paper.
Yeah, I've seen
he those. Took all of it off the roll and put it in the toilet. All of it was unraveled. And then he pooped on top of it. And then he threw up on top of that. And then he smeared it all over the walls.
Oh my God.
And yeah. And he ripped the toilet paper dispenser off the wall, and it was on the floor sitting in all of this gunk. So, and it was all down the back of the toilet, like on the lid, like the tank part, all down the side of that, all down the bowl, all over the floor, and smeared all over the walls.
What'd that kid eat?
I have no idea. So they had I'll bet that's what it sounded like too, probably. There's probably some giggles in there too. He may have been, I don't know if he was giggling or if he was actually sick, but in order to clean it, they had to run a water hose from the back in the mop sink all the way up to the front of the store to spray out the bathroom.
Whoa.
And this coworker of mine took a picture of it.
I would have quit that day. Like, nope, I'm out.
Luckily I was off that day. I was really happy to be off that day.
I would have quit that day. Yeah, smells, I can handle a lot of stuff visually, but smells are my weakness. Like, just triggers my gag reflex. And
right.
Yeah, there's some pretty bad things out there. Like, it used to be, like, diapers used to bother me, like changing my daughter's diapers. Now it doesn't bother me at all.
Yeah, I'm sure you've changed plenty.
You've
built up your tolerance too.
Yeah, but still, a grown person's doo-doo is not for me. Because I won't give details, but... Because I shouldn't, but I where I work at the prison,
right?
We've had people smear themselves in crap and just their crap flingers, literally.
Are they like messed up, or do they do it for attention, or
it varies. You can't really label them all with that one label because there's different variants, but
right.
Yeah, holy crap, man! I've smelled some pretty amazingly horrendous poop smells.
Just from the prison, or just in general?
Oh, from the prison.
That's bad. That's messed up.
I mean, it doesn't happen all the time. It's a rare thing, but when it does, you're like, oh my God, there's nothing like having to go in and go get a guy and the cell extraction is covered in doo-doo.
Didn't you tell me a story about that where a guy was doing that and he had to put on some gloves?
Yeah. I can't go into much detail over on this thing, but yeah. Yeah. It's disgusting.
That's so gross. So
it's like, you win, you got me. There's absolutely nothing I can do to you. That's worse than what you just did to me. Taking like two showers that next day when I get off work. Yeah.
So, from my last story, we're talking about like this dude threw up on top of that. That reminded me, when he threw up on top of the toilet, that reminded me, I have another story. You ready? I'm a storyteller.
I'm so ready.
I'm a storyteller, if you can't tell. Okay. So, actually right now there's going on, Endless Shrimp at Red Lobster. Okay.
I'm allergic, so I can't get excited.
You're allergic?
To shrimp.
That's so sad.
I could never put another Ricky on the Bobby. Wait, no, that's not the
same. Shrimp on the Bobby. Another Ricky? Wait.
Never mind. Continue.
Scratch that. Okay, so we went to Red Lobster, and this is my first time ever going for Endless Shrimp. And I was pretty excited. Like, I'm not a huge fan of shrimp, but it's pretty good, especially when it's endless. And
I might be a fan of shrimp. I don't know.
And then there's all kinds of like sauces and stuff. You can get them in different kinds. So whenever we went, there was, I think, like 12 of us that went. And whenever you first order, they bring you out two different kinds, and then you can keep adding on to that. So I ordered throughout the day, I ended up ordering like 65, 75 shrimp, and I ate all of them. And I was very, very stuffed, along with like a salad and those Cheddar Bay biscuits and stuff that you get. So I made the mistake of going home and going straight to sleep after I ate 75 shrimp.
Dang.
Shramps. So
shrampies.
Shrampies. So I laid down and I went to sleep. When I woke up, my eyes were watering, my ears were ringing, my stomach was really, really upset, my heart was racing, I was really warm, I was sweaty. And I didn't feel good at all. Like, I felt really weak. So I sat up and I stood up in bed, or stood up. I sat up in bed and then I stood up. And it made me delirious. I was just standing on everything. So I stood up and I just felt awful. And I think the problem was, I'm not like allergic to shrimp. I didn't have a seafood allergy or anything. What it was I ate so many of them, and then I laid down and it didn't let my body digest. So when I stood up, it was all still sitting in like right in my stomach area. So I ended up throwing up into my mouth some of it.
Nice.
And I was in my bedroom, which was all the way across the house from the bathroom. So I was like, all right, I'm not going to make it to the bathroom. So I had to force myself to swallow that vomit that I just threw up into my mouth.
Oh, I hate that.
So it was all this shrimp vomit in my mouth.
Regurgitated shrimp.
Yep. I could feel the little chunks coming up when I threw up, and then I had to swallow it all back down. And I shivered, like my whole body shook, and it's like, oh, what are you doing? And
that's nasty.
Yeah, I had to swallow it all back down.
That's disgusting. Well, I mean, it goes along with this episode about disgusting stuff.
Right. Well, that's why I told the story, because it's gross. It's very, very gross.
Well, speaking of things that are disgusting, here's something that's disgusting that you wouldn't think.
Okay.
Koala bears.
What?
Hugging a koala bear sounds like a good thing, right? It's like, oh, cute, cuddly koala bear.
Right.
Well, little fun fact here about koala bears.
Okay.
Is that they can give you chlamydia.
What? Just from hugging them?
Yeah, approximately half of Australia's koala population has a strand of chlamydia.
Is it like, can it transfer over to humans?
It's harder to do. There's certain circumstances, but it can happen.
And obviously it has happened for them to know about it.
So, I mean, to think that half the population in Australia of koalas has chlamydia, that's nasty.
How'd they get it?
It's because they're freaky, man. I'll tell you what, though. The word chlamydia, I think, is a beautiful word.
Really?
I think it's wasted on that that meaning. Like
on a terrible disease?
Yeah, I actually told my wife before that I wanted to name our second daughter chlamydia. Because just, okay, get the whole disease genitalia out of your mind and give it a clean slate and say the word chlamydia.
I don't know if
it's beautiful, man.
Well, what's beautiful about it?
Just the way it sounds, the way it just rolls off the tongue. Like, oh, come here, chlamydia. Like, it should be like in a love song. Like, you, I love you, chlamydia. La, la, la. I don't know.
I don't either, man.
You don't think chlamydia is a pretty word?
I mean, it's not like, if you take away the what it actually means, it's an okay sounding word.
I think it sounds pleasant.
Pleasant. Chlamydia. If it was like the name of a princess or something, you think you'd be okay with it? Like a Disney princess chlamydia? Yeah,
definitely.
So would you choose her over Ariel or Jasmine or whichever one you chose last
time? Well, I mean, it depends on her backstory. I feel like if chlamydia was a princess, she'd be like,
she'd be all bulbous and pink. And
she'd either be epically beautiful with a great, beautiful story, or she'd be like some hood, like, almost like worse than a Cinderella story, where she just comes from like, you know, oh, chlamydia, you gonna make it out, girl. That sounded,
what if she was like a rapper that was like trying to make it in the hood?
Yeah.
She lived over on 8 Mile.
You know what? I think that's what we need in Disney. We need to diversify even furthermore and have the tale of chlamydia.
And then we can like tell a story about how her name was compromised and they decided to use it for the name of a disease. But she's actually like a beautiful princess that was a really good rapper.
Yeah.
We should have like a Disney princess rapper.
I think we should. I think we should diversify Disney. I mean, Disney is very diverse in that sense, but
are you gonna help me write the script for it and we can submit it to Disney and see if they want to like make a movie out of it?
Yeah, chlamydia.
Chlamydia, the gangster rapper.
Because I want to see chlamydia everywhere. I want to see it on shelves. I want to see it.
We can make chlamydia, the gangster rapper from Compton.
What's on your shirt? Chlamydia? what do you want for Christmas?
Chlamydia. That is going to be another shirt. My favorite
princess.
Should we make that a shirt? Chlamydia, the princess?
Yeah, I think we should make some crazy bug-eyed like.
No, she's got to be pretty.
Oh, that's right. That's right.
She's got to be pretty with a nice little backstory.
I cannot wait to design this.
With a nice little backstory.
Yeah.
I did air quotes for backstory.
Oh, that's perfect. Because, you know, every Disney character has like a little animal sidekick or companion.
Right.
Of some sort. hers will be a koala.
All right. That's a good idea. All right. So keep your eye out for that shirt. Keep your eyes out for that shirt. So
and the release from Disney, because I'm sure they're going to jump right on this.
Yeah. We'll let you know coming in 2023.
Yeah. It's going to be a beautiful tell.
Gross.
That was stupid. All right. So what else grosses you out?
Actually, I find maggots are absolutely freaking disgusting.
So what if you found the love of your life?
Oh, don't go there.
And her name was Maggie, right? And she had like an obsession with maggots.
Like what kind of obsession?
Like they're going to be in your life forever.
No, man.
Like she has like an ant farm, but they're maggots.
Oh, why is her name?
I know they eventually evolve, whatever, but like.
Why does her name have to be Maggie?
Because it makes sense.
I know Maggie the maggot. I get it, but.
She's just like obsessed with maggots. Just to keep them around the house.
What's her backstory?
But she's the best at everything. She's like perfect. She's the greatest in the world, but that's her only downfall.
She's all about maggots?
Yeah.
If she's the greatest in the world and she's like an amazing person and she has an awesome backstory, then yeah, I could look past that.
So you don't really have like a maggot phobia then?
No, I'm not scared of them. They're just gross. Like they live, like if you ever find them in like some garbage somewhere, I'll
keep an eye out for them.
They live in like just the most disgusting environments. And it's always like wet and they're always like, there's a million of them that are squirming around and it's just gross. Just have you ever seen like a close up, like magnification of a maggot?
Ooh, a magnification of a maggot.
Yeah, that's alliteration, kind of.
Yeah.
Not really. They are absolutely disgusting looking. They're terrifying.
But like we just discussed, so are human beings, probably even more so.
Yeah, but like this one, you're zooming in on their face. Like you just get to see their face, and they just look freaking gross. They look like an uncircumcised, like a really white uncircumcised wiener.
Wow, what an analogy there. That painted a picture.
Right. And they're really, really tiny. So about the size of an average wiener.
Yep. He went there.
I did.
Always making it about that kind of stuff.
Is that not the size of everybody's wiener? Are most people's wieners smaller than that?
Mine is.
Smaller than a maggot? All right, so let's change the topic. You know what else really, really grosses me out? Not changing the topic, just getting off the topic of maggots.
Right.
People that
and wieners, right?
Yeah. We're going to leave wieners alone. People that spit on you when they talk. And I'm not talking about the occasional one, because that's going to happen every once in a while. Somebody's going to accidentally spit on you. I'm talking about people that do it on a regular basis when you talk to them. I used to work with this guy. And for one, he was a really close talker. And two, he was a spit talker.
That's a horrible combo.
Yeah. Well, because like spit talkers, you can kind of deal with them if you can keep them at a distance. But this dude was a close talker.
Oh, so you step back, he steps forward. Yep. He bridges the gap.
Yeah. Unfortunately. And he bridges it with the spit. So he would be talking to me and I'm like, I don't want confrontation at all. Even if it's something like that. So he would be talking to me and I would feel it hit my face and I would wait about 2 or 3 seconds before I'd wipe it off because I didn't want him to know that.
What? So you absorb it into your skin?
I guess. Well, the worst times is when it would hit your lip.
I would just be like, ew, dude. And then, you know what I mean? You're fixing the situation for him and everyone else.
I know. It's
the close talks, dude.
Looking back on it, like I'm like, oh, why didn't I just stop it when in its tracks? But it's like, it happened all the time. And I'm like, I'm very disappointed in myself for letting it go like as long as it did. This was the same dude that would sit there and watch me while I would eat my lunch at work. He would just sit there and stare at me while I'm eating. And eventually I'm just like, I'd look at him. I'd be like, can I help you with something? And he would like notice that he's sitting there staring at me and turn around and look and go back to work. So he would really just sit there and stare at me. I don't think he wasn't like weird about it. I think he was just lost.
It sounds like he was worried about it.
Well, no, I mean, I think he was just lost in thought and he just happened to be looking at me, but it happened all the time. So maybe he was just like watching me eat. I don't know.
I don't know.
But it was weird. That went from gross to weird.
Yeah. I feel like it's like with the, like my daughter, if she's going to, if she wants to pick out an outfit for school and it looks crazy, wouldn't it be better to kind of confront it right away, make them feel uncomfortable, and then fix them from a whole lot more of that?
Right.
That
like, you're not wearing rain boots and a cape to school today.
Yeah, exactly. So I feel like with that guy, you would have been doing her a favor. Like, dude, that's yuck. That's disgusting. Step back.
I should have, but I didn't want to deal trigger with a thought in his head.
I don't mind it. Because it's not like they're going to be like, oh, yeah, I'll spit in your face if I want to. No, they'll be like, my bad, man.
Right.
And it's just awkward for a moment, and then they get over it.
I don't know, man. He was weird.
He's probably going to spit on 100 more faces, and it's on you. That spits on your hand, bro.
That spits on your face.
Yeah.
Speaking of little kids, you're talking about your daughter and stuff. Yeah. So when I was a kid, I would always pee in the pool. Did you pee in the pool?
Nope.
Really? Never?
Nope. Because I was always told that there's something that'll make it,
you know,
that change the water. So, and I believed it.
Yeah. They would say that it would make it green or whatever.
Yeah.
So I believed it too for a while. And then one day I was like, I'm going to test this out. So I got all prepared. I'm like, I'm standing there in the shallow end of the pool, and I've got like, you know, I'm waist deep in the water, and I've got my hand ready to like wave it away if it did turn green. You need to take a break?
No, it's, hey girls, like text me saying, call me now.
Go ahead.
Call right now.
Yeah. Did she call you first?
She texted me.
But why didn't she call you first? And if you didn't answer, then say, call me now.
Hello?
All right, you're on the air.
Oh, are you kidding me?
Nope.
Okay. I meant call me whenever you're done.
Oh, give a shout out.
Okay, shout out to Charlie. Shout out to my girl, Charlie.
We're going to bleep that out.
I know who you are. Awkward.
So she, you need to tell
Where's
her.
Where's your Australian accent?
Yeah. Hey girl.
I don't have an Australian accent.
I know, but Rob's been lying to people and telling everybody you're Australian.
By lying, you mean telling the truth. Cause she's from Sydney, Australia.
If I tried an Australian accent, it would come out British. I promise you that.
Yeah, all of her accents come out British.
So she,
they all do.
She told you to call her when you got done, right?
Right.
So you need to tell her that she needs to know the difference between now and when you're done. Because she said, call me now.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Actually, I said, call me, and you assumed it was now.
I'll let you guys
finish up.
You got served by Hey Girl.
You got served by Hey Girl.
We both kind of got served by Hey Girl.
What did we get? Did we get anything good?
No.
Oh.
Just pain and embarrassment.
That's good for this episode, though.
Yeah. It's appropriate.
All right. Well, I'll let you guys go.
All right. We're going to get back to this because we're still recording and this is all right. Weird. All right.
Later, fellow listeners.
All right.
Bye.
Okay. So we're back. All right. So where are we?
I was talking about when I was peeing in the pool and I was afraid it was going to turn green.
Oh.
So I got ready. I was prepared. I was waist deep in the water and I was getting ready to pee. And I was like ready to wipe it away. Like, you know, blend it in with the water in case it did turn green.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm standing there and I started peeing and I'm watching and watching and watching. And I saw that it didn't turn green. It may be just a little bit yellow, but it wasn't green. And I was like ready to wipe it away. So it didn't do it. So I had no problem peeing in the pool after that.
Huh.
Remember that banter we talked about?
I'm digging. I'm getting low on my energy drink. I got one next to it, but I don't know if I should crack it open and go crazy or if I should save it for before work because I don't want to have too many energy drinks in one day.
Is that a thing with you, having too many energy drinks in one day?
One day I had over 1,000 milligrams of caffeine.
In one whole day?
In one day.
Isn't one cup of coffee like 400 or something like that?
I think it's like 200. I don't know.
It's still a lot of caffeine.
Yeah. Well, I had a pre-workout that was 450 milligrams before I went to the gym of caffeine. It's like for people that have an extreme tolerance.
Right.
With other stimulants in it and whatnot. And then added on to that, the course of the day, I had so much caffeine that it equaled out to about 1,000 milligrams.
Were you like bouncing off the walls?
No, dude. I'm like crazy.
Oh, you got a high tolerance. What about you? Is that even a thing to have a high tolerance to caffeine?
Yeah. I'd drink a freaking Red Bull right now and go to sleep. Or, I mean, an energy drink.
No, you can say Red Bull.
Oh, Red Bull.
Not sponsored by Red Bull. Not yet, anyway. So what were you going to say? You were going to say something. Because I was talking about peeing in the pool, and you're like, speaking of that.
Oh, yeah. It's not even really related, but it made me think of, did you know that on average, girls fart 3 times more than men do?
No, but that's kind of gross and amusing at the same time.
It seems like I'm bashing chicks lately. I'm really not.
Oh, lately?
I'm really not. It's just that they are that much grosser. Sorry.
So the Mythbusters.
I love you ladies, though. I mean, wait, now I gotta reward that because it sounds like I'm being inappropriate.
Right.
But I'm married. I appreciate you all.
There you go. That's better.
There we go. Yeah.
That fits. So Mythbusters actually did a thing where they made Carrie wear. No, I thought she had to wear something, but yeah, every time she would fart, it would make a sound. So she had to like,
well, farts do that.
Well, no, I mean like it would like register on this like little meter.
Oh, okay.
So, but she had to write a little tally mark every time she farted. So like they're sitting there filming and all of a sudden she would stop and get this like really embarrassed look on her face. She'd pull out her little notebook and make a mark and everybody on the crew knew what she was doing. So that means that she had farted. You know, all right, here's another thing that really, really grosses me out. I'm going to tell another story about one of my brothers. One of my brothers, he will pick a booger out of his nose, roll it up, and throw it at people.
At people?
Yeah. He would hit me in the face with his boogers.
Oh, I would lose it.
I would get so angry. But
dude, he is disgusted. Dude, if that was me, I would lose it. The target of his booger flinging,
right?
I would lose it. That's disgusting.
It would make me so mad, but he would continue to do it. I don't know why I would never like. I wanted to hit him in his mouth, but I never did. But yeah, it would make me really, really mad. But I'd hit
him right in the booger maker.
then he'd be throwing blood at me.
Better.
But I got two more booger stories.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't even think I have one booger story.
Okay. So I know there's a person that I know, and I hope they don't listen to the podcast. There's a person that I know who actually eats their boogers.
I hope they are listening to this. Shame on you. That's disgusting.
They would.
Are they four?
No. No. They are older than 20.
Goodness gracious.
So they would pick their nose. And like nonchalantly try to pick their nose and then pretend like they're doing something else and eat it.
And see, that is one of the many reasons why you do not drink after people.
Because their mouth is full of boogers.
Could be.
It could be full of boogers. So here's another story. That same convenience store that I worked at before, we had somebody who was called the Booger Bandit. They worked there with us, one of the employees. And they would go around the building, pick their nose, and wipe it on the walls. And there would be, like, green boogers and brown boogers and red boogers all over the place. You would find them on the mirror in the bathroom.
Wait, what color variation again?
There's green, brown, and red.
So standard
poop,
yeah.
And blood.
Yeah.
You get the poop boogers all over the wall. So they would be on the mirror. They would be like under the paper towel dispenser, on the doorknobs. They would wipe them on the walls, on doors, like everywhere. On the windows, you'd find them everywhere.
That is horrible.
Yeah. And I don't think they ever, well, they never got caught. We thought we knew who it was, but we were never able to prove it.
So you never found the Booger Bandit?
Never. However, I think one of the reasons why we thought we knew who it was because I actually fired this person. Not for that reason, but I fired them and we stopped finding so many boogers everywhere.
Wow. Yeah. So I think you did discover the Booger Bandit.
Right. I'm pretty sure that's who it was, but it was never actually proven.
Well, maybe not in a court of law, but it stops when he leaves. Let's say that's him.
Yeah. We were pretty sure it was him. But I mean, that could have been somebody else. It's like, you know what? It's time to stop. And then there just happened to be when he quit or, you know, got fired.
Dude, man, it's like, there's trash cans and stuff, you know,
and right.
There's
Kleenexes and your pants.
No.
Your hair.
No. There's real life stuff, man. There's Kleenexes and trash cans. And
speaking of eating things, did you know that there are people who actually like eat the pus that comes out of like different parts of their body?
Ew, shut up. That's disgusting. Well, I'm sure there are, but there being this many people in the world, there's whatever disgusting thing you could think of, there's somebody that enjoys doing it.
Okay.
Or does it.
I have another story for something that somebody did that's gross. You ready?
Yes.
Okay. So this guy used to live with us. He lived with me and my brother and I for a little while. I walked out of my bedroom one day and I saw him sitting in front of the TV on the floor watching TV. And he was like picking at his feet, I guess. Like, I mean, you know, you sit there and you clip your toenails or whatever. I couldn't quite see what he was doing until I walked further into the living room. But I walk in there and he's like picking the dead skin out from around his ingrown toenails.
That's gross.
Well, it gets worse. After he would pick the dead skin off, he would eat it.
Yep.
He would stick it in his mouth and chew on it. That's disgusting.
That is disgusting. That's cannibalism.
What would that be? Auto cannibalism?
Yes.
When you eat yourself. There's another use of me, knowing all the words. What are you doing?
Stuff.
Just stuff. All right, so here's another thing that grosses me out. Finding hair in your food.
Yeah.
I have a story about this. The reason I'm bringing all these things up that I hate.
Completely ruins the meal.
Yeah, well, here's my story, and it'll ruin it for you really, really badly. Okay, so this girl I was dating a long time ago, and she and I went to this restaurant, and we ordered some takeout. We got the food. And went back to my house. And I was starving. So I got the food and I started eating. And I took a bite of my mashed potatoes. And you can feel when there's hair in your food. Especially in mashed potatoes. So I felt it and I'm like, oh, man. So I reached in my mouth. I pulled it out. And it's got like little chunks of food hanging from it. Because it's like all mashed in there and stuff. Yep. So I'm holding it up and it's dangling there. And I'm like, man. But I'm like,
gross.
I'm like, I spent like $21 on this food or whatever, so I'm going to finish eating it.
What?
Yeah. So
I would have like got a new serving of because they'll probably put more.
I was gone. I had left. It was takeout.
Oh.
So I was all the way back at my house.
I would just got my money back and went somewhere else.
Well,
I would have called him up and like,
I took another bite. Another hair in my food.
Good Lord. I hope you didn't go, well, maybe the third time's a charm.
No, I pulled that out and I was like, I'm done. I'm done eating. It sucked because I wasted all that money, but I found two hairs in my food.
One time when I was living in California, I went to a, because I love hole in the wall mom and pop taco shops.
Oh, yeah.
Mexican places. I love it.
Yeah.
Well, I went to this.
That's where you get the real Mexican food.
Yeah, the good stuff.
Yeah.
Well, one time I went into one that I wasn't familiar with and I brought my food home. And I actually found pieces of Brillo pad.
What?
Yeah. Like the steel wool.
Right.
Yep.
Ooh.
If I would have ate that, I would have been, ugh. Like a bunch of little pieces. I was very confused by how that even happened. So it was
like shredded in there? Yeah. I'm wondering if like maybe they got cut up or something. Ground up or something.
Yeah. It was crazy.
So that reminds me of a story. I used to work at this restaurant and I was a busboy. And I was going around, this was when I was like 16. So I was going around like cleaning up tables. And then all of a sudden I hear this dispute happening over at one of the tables. And I turn and look and this guy's holding up a piece of metal, like a metal hook looking thing, like a loop. And apparently what happened was it's the metal clasp that held the bag shut and it ended up in his salad.
Oh, dang.
Yeah. So he's sitting there trying to eat it and he found this giant metal clasp in his salad.
See, yeah, I bet if you looked up, you'd find a lot of stories where people found crazy stuff in their food.
Right.
I mean, you're having unknown people make your food.
Yeah.
And
it's not necessarily, they don't do it on purpose, but right. It is. They probably don't care.
I was reading something where they were saying that if you eat fast food regularly, like weekly.
Yeah.
that you'll on average eat 12 pubic hairs a year. Now, how do you get pubic hairs in your food when people wear pants when they make your food? I was trying to wrap my head around that one.
Maybe they stick their hand on their pants and scratch themselves and it gets stuck under their fingernail.
But
they
say an average of 12 a year. That's kind of a random number, but I don't know. That's nuts. If that is true, or if anything close to it, because it's just disgusting what gets in your food when you're not watching it.
Right.
Accidentally or not, you know?
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's gross, but it's like, it's kind of like, as long as you don't know about it.
Yeah. Well, see, I try to, you know, I follow the baseline rule of don't tick off the people that are making your food. Yeah. And I was never ever comfortable, also out of respect for people, but, you know, I've never liked the idea of going into a restaurant or a fast food place right before they're going to close.
Yeah.
You know, I've been there, they've already bricked down, cleaned the grill or whatever, and they're prepping to close, and all of a sudden now they got to stay way later because they got to deal with your dishes and everything else. And I bet that's majority of when spit finds its way in food.
You know, if you go out to eat regularly, you've probably eaten at least one piece of food that's had spit or snot or something
in it, disgusting. Or on it. Yeah. In your life.
Right.
For sure.
Right. Well, like I used to work at in fast food, and we would leave, like, we were supposed to change out all the condiments like mayonnaise and stuff like that every couple hours, but it would sit there for like 3 days and we wouldn't change it. it would stay cold, but it would still be out to the elements and we wouldn't change it. Like mayonnaise. Like we wouldn't change it for like 3 or 4 days.
Dude, that actually reminds me of something disgusting. I don't know why, I just had a flashback, but it reminded me of when I was a kid one time, one of my buddies, we were in the parking lot and he found a used condom. And somebody tied the end of it into a knot. And it had all the substance in it. And he actually launched it at me. It hit me right in the face.
Oh, man. That's worse than having a booger thrown at your face.
Yeah, it didn't bust open or anything.
But still.
But yeah. Look, because that was, both sides of that are being used in ways that you don't want smacked against your face.
Right.
I don't know why I remembered that in that moment, but that for some reason, that reminded me of that.
Yeah.
Certain things are just so disturbingly disgusting that you'll never forget them.
Yeah, I think that's like called flash memory. I know that's like a term for computers and stuff, but I think it's called like flash memory or something like that. I learned that in psychology, where you basically, something is so big that, and it's so jarring that your brain is like, we're not going to forget this. It's stored forever.
Yeah. We're going to protect you from it happening again.
And I bet that's probably what it is.
Preventive measure. Yeah.
That's probably what it is. Yeah. That's worse than having a booger thrown in your face. Having a used condom thrown in your face.
Yeah. Cause it's an unknown. It could be two AIDS couples getting all freaky with it.
Oh, now you got AIDS juice all over your
face. All over your face. I don't know. That was weird. But, you know.
Okay. So I have like another gross story, and it involves vomit, but this one's from an animal. And I like to tell my stories and I like to build them up. So get ready for this one. My brother, my friend Chad, and I lived in a house together, and Chad worked at, like one of those pet store places.
Cemeteries. Oh.
Yeah. He brought home a dead animal. It was weird. No, he worked at a pet store. And they would bring in animals, and people could drop them off if they wanted to. So he ended up bringing home a malnourished American bulldog. This dog is supposed to be huge, but he was only like 65 pounds. So he was like malnourished, mistreated and everything. He was very skittish and all kinds of stuff. So we took care of him. We fed him. We made him, you know, feel comfortable, and we played with him, and we just, you know, loved on him like you're supposed to, like with an animal. So we had a pretty big yard out behind our house, so we let him out to run around a lot. And by this time, he's like 115 pounds. We like fed him, took care of him. Like he actually got exercise. We didn't beat him. So, you know, good. Right. You know, like you do. And he was fairly active. So one day, he comes inside the house and he's not feeling great. And we're trying to figure out what's going on. So all of a sudden, he starts gagging in the middle of the living room, and he throws up in the middle of the floor, and it smells like death. The worst vomit smell I've ever smelled in my entire life. So we grab him, we take him outside so he can finish throwing up. But he had thrown up in the middle of the floor, and we, you know, go to clean it up, and we look, and there's like a huge chunk of something in the middle of this vomit. And
the ultimate is maggots.
Well, it's, we get, you know, you get closer to trying to clean it up and we find out that it is a skeleton of a cat.
What?
Yeah. He threw up. He ate and threw up a cat.
Dude.
Like it is the skull and the rib cage of, like, it looked like a smallish cat. And that's why it smelled like death. It was like a dead animal.
Because it was death.
Yeah, it was a dead animal. We also found he would poop all over the house, by the way. So he was definitely not potty trained. But we found...
Dude, this dog sucks.
Well, I mean, he was adorable. He was mistreated. So he really didn't, like, you know...
Dude, okay, I value animals. But even as much as I value animals, if I had a person in my life or a girlfriend back when I was single or something... And she did all that. I don't care how adorable she was. She is gone.
Well, he needed somebody to take care of him. Yeah. But anyway.
Well, that's why it's good we in this world we have people like you that will.
Right, right. Well, he apparently got into my roommate Chad's trash because we found, like, when he pooped, we found a banana peel, a whole entire banana peel, latex gloves, and condom wrappers in his excrement.
This dog didn't know, like, how to eat.
Well, I mean, he was probably starving all the time. Yeah, dogs get into trash. They eat stuff that's in your trash. So I'm sure while he was trying to eat that banana peel, he ended up eating a bunch of other stuff that was in the way.
I don't know. I got cats, bro. You know what my cats eat?
Cat food?
Yep. You know what's disgusting is that movie Human Centipede.
Yes.
And that's a combination of everything.
Have you seen it? Have you watched?
I watched part of it and I was like, I'm over this.
Okay. So when I was dating this girl a long time ago, she bought it for me. And to this day, I broke up with her 7 years ago. To this day, it is still unopened. I have it. It's on Blu-ray, but it is unopened.
Yeah. It's, I guess just I want to
watch
have it.
I want to watch it at some point, but
I don't want to watch it. And I won't be that friend that watches it with you. Do you remember Two Girls, One Cup, that yes. internet phenomenon was... Yes.
I heard about that when I was working at Best Buy.
Did you watch it?
I did watch it. I went home and watched it as soon as they told me about it. Now you can't find it anywhere.
That's good.
Do you think that was real? Do you think it was real?
I don't know, but...
I saw there have been
it's
so...
It's possible it's real because there's people out there that are that, like, twisted mentally that they
I think they were on drugs. I think they were, like, jacked up on some kind of drugs.
Well, if you're not familiar, listeners, I hope for your sake you're not. It. But basically, it's, what was it? It was these two girls and they ate...
One of them pooped into a cup.
Yeah.
And then they were eating it and swapping it between their mouths. Back and forth between their mouths. And
God, that's disgusting.
One girl was, like, flipping it over on her tongue. Mm. Mm-hmm. So there were a bunch of parodies of that. There was one that was, like, two girls, one finger. And these girls would, like, throw up in each other's mouths.
Oh.
And if you ever watch that one, like, the sounds alone are enough to, like, make you sick.
Yeah, dude, that's definitely someone you bring home to mom.
That is one thing that messes me up, though, with sounds. Like, if I hear something that sounds completely, like, really, really gross, it just, it'll make me sick.
That's my warning to get away from it, but it's the smells that get me.
Yeah, I mean.
But then again, I don't know, the sounds on that video really mess with me, because I'll never forget it. Part of that flash memory you're right. bringing up, I'm just like, the images are just flying
and
through
then
my
head. You see, like, a solid piece of the turd in the middle of the tongue, and then, like, the residue spread out on her teeth and on her
yeah,
lips.
Yeah, I'm glad I
stuff.
Brought that up, because this is definitely going to make this episode about gross stuff
even,
accurate.
Even
this
grosser.
It's definitely gross now.
Right, so...
At some point.
I think we should end on that note. I think, like, we shouldn't go any further.
I think we did it. We made this disgusting.
We did it! Yay! All right, so don't forget to check out our website, justplaynonsense.ninja.
I'm sure after this episode, they definitely will.
Get on our contact form, send us some messages, ask us questions, talk to us. Like, we want to hear from you.
Yeah, tell us some of the disgusting stuff you've seen or done. Gross us out.
Yeah, we want to be grossed out. Now, also, check us out on iTunes. We are officially on iTunes now. Go to our store, buy some t-shirts so you can wear us all over your body.
Yeah, man. Tell everybody we exist and we're awesome.
Yeah, talk about us. All right, so we're going to get out of here. I'm done with this nasty stuff.
Yeah, I'm going to go eat now.
All right, later.
If you want to be my lover, you got to get with my friends. Making love is easy, but
friendship never ends.
What you think about that? Girl, you know how I feel.
Are you for real?
Don't be hasty. I'm going to try. Get your act together.
We'll be just fine.
What?